the Big Ten's version of NFL teams that take away a home game and make you go to London is playing at your venue on a Friday night. Tonight, Ohio State plays at Northwestern. You're Illinois, you're Northwestern, you don't draw. We're going to make you play on Friday night because we're going to tell you it's all about exposure, and you're not going to say a word because you're getting a big piece of the pie from the TV deal. Yeah, Northwestern and Ohio State tonight, along with Game 5 of the ALCS. It's over. Justin Verlander on the biggest stage there in the Bronx with all the Yankee fans. We throw stuff on the field and shout things at you, or the Yankee fan that last night went and heckled Zach Greinke, his anxiety and disorder and depression, went after him and his mom. And then, and if you've ever been to Yankee Stadium, whether it be the old Yankee Stadium or the new Yankee Stadium, if you're not a Yankee fan, you're playing you're from a rival team or a big game, it can get a little bit uncomfortable. Or you look around before you cheer, or you don't cheer at all. You kind of keep your allegiance to yourself. Make it an intimidating place, not only for opposing fans, but for opposing teams. And the Yankees yesterday made this big announcement about fans being respectful because Houston said they would pull their team off the field if there were things thrown on the field. Josh Reddick, the night before, had said that he had gotten a bunch of stuff out in the outfield. So they made this big announcement, and they made it over and over and over, but this fan came and was all over Greinke, who didn't want to pitch in New York because of his anxiety disorder and some bouts with depression. Good on the Yankee security staff. They took this guy and they got him out of the ballpark. Like, legit, didn't just, you know, move him to another section. They got him out of the stadium. But tonight, I think Justin Verlander, who is a great big game pitcher, it's over. It's over, and now we get the Astros and the Nats, which could be a very, very interesting World Series. And the Yankees last night, one team showed up, and that was Yankees. I mean, Aaron Boone's trying to figure out his lineup, but they had no crucial hits when they had chances, whenever they had the bases loaded. They didn't pitch well, and for a team that's pretty good defensively, they committed four errors last night and went out as a whimper in Game 4 and now Game 5 tonight with Verlander on the mound. And if by the way, the Yankees don't come back and win, George, how about this nugget? This will be the first decade since the 1910s where the Yankees have not at least played one game in the World Series. Here in the 2010s, they have not played a game in the World Series.
Wow. That's a nugget.
And it's three straight years that they will have been knocked out of the postseason. I think three straight years, their season, now, I was going to say three straight years, it's come to an end at Yankee Stadium, but last year, a couple years ago in the ALCS. But three straight years, the Yanks are going to be knocked out of the playoffs short of the World Series. Astros, Nats, and the starting pitching, man, it might not be the sexiest matchup, but it could be baseball's best matchup. Look over there. Okay. Is that me? Yes. I want you to tell everybody that the far left column at the bottom,
okay,
Damon and I back in March did our predictions on the baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
I was completely wrong on the Rockies. I thought they would win 94. I had the NLCS being...
You said the bottom, right?
Yes. I had the NLCS being the Dodgers.
And the Cards.
No, the Dodgers and the Astros. Or the Dodgers and the Nats. And then I had the Yankees and the Astros being the ALCS. Would you like to tell everyone who I have as the World Series? It's above the NL and AL.
I have no idea. Oh, okay. So it's above the NL and AL. The Astros, Nats?
Yep. Thanks. I'm going to do a victory lap in the studio.
Ooh.
Back in March, I predicted the World Series. Thank you.
That's our guy.
Thank you. I am done here. But the Astros have a chance to be one of the best teams ever if they win the World Series. One bit of advice for a guy, a little be uncomfortable playing at Yankee Stadium, even if you're wearing the pinstripes. Giancarlo Stanton should find a way into the game. Whether he's in the starting lineup or not, he better demand to get a pinch hit. He's been injured all year. People are asking where he is. I don't hear a lot of his teammates backing him up, saying, man, he's struggled. He's trying to get out there. He's working hard. Because that fan base, that stadium, that town will eat you alive. You're in the postseason. You play game one, and then you're knocked out by a quad injury, and nobody's really rushing to your defense. You better pull a Willis Reed and come off the bench limping to get a pinch hit, or it's going to be a long offseason for Mr. Stanton in the Bronx. But I think the series is over tonight with Verlander on the mound, and the Astros move on to the World Series. All right, George, you ready to give away some Haunted House tickets?
I'm not.
Who? I already know that that's going to be the moment of the day. I'm ready to take my medicine.
It's already made up and everything.
For people that are just tuning in, Mike Jones was part of the posse that Nelly had last night at Baxter Arena.
Yeah.
I think Mike Jones is either somebody who is serving drinks at Pauly's and just, you know, local artist who got done at 6 and then walked over to Baxter Arena to perform, you know, to lead off the show last night. I am told that he is different, that he is the real deal, and I don't know who Mike Jones is. George knows who Mike Jones is well. George even knows Mike Jones's phone number, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Who? I do know that's the moment of the day. I'm ready for it. I can accept it. I still have no idea who Mike Jones is. I'm thinking, man, do I know any, like, professional athletes that are Mike Jones? I know a sports reporter that is named Mike Jones, but I don't know any Mike Jones that are athletes.
I feel...
Because that would have been my good out. I don't even have an excuse.
Why do I feel like there is an athlete that is named Mike Jones?
Like a wide receiver that might have played for the New York Jets?
That works. I feel like that's... I feel like at some point me and my friends were saying something about Mike Jones. Obviously doing the Who thing. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Did you find one?
Yes. Mike Jones, who made the game-ending tackle in the Super Bowl.
Which Super Bowl?
Titans and the Rams.
Okay. Yeah.
For the St. Louis Rams, you made the tackle. All right, there you go. There's Mike Jones. So I've saved myself. All right. All you have to do is submit your entries to george@1620thezone.com. And don't forget, George is working at a second job tonight, so if you are at that place, say hello to George.
Yeah, please do. Trust me, you can't miss me. I have a very vibrant shirt on.
You do. Can I tell everybody what you're wearing today?
Yes, I'm shouting out my childhood, and I've got Chucky and Tommy Pickles. On my shirt. Just a bunch of two best friends all over my shirt. Shout out to the Rugrats in the 90s. But our Sharp Show ticket drop question today happens to be about a movie that was released 45 years ago this month. Exactly 45 years ago this month. Pretty much, I just want you to tell me the movie's title, and I'm just going to tell you what the plot was. It is about a woman who has a paraplegic brother and their friends. They learn that their grandfather's grave has been robbed, so they go and check it out. And then they go out there, they check it out, but they run into some strange man. And he's got a chainsaw. I'm giving away way too many.
Yeah, maybe.
If you can tell me this movie title. Once again.
It is not the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It is not.
Okay.
45 years ago this month. I'll even give her a name. Sally. Sally decides she wants to go check out her grandfather's grave that has been robbed.
Have you ever seen this movie?
I have not seen this one, but I believe they made a remake. And I was conned into going to see it. And our phones are off the hook. Simple as this. George at 1620thezone.com. If you could tell me what movie this was. I got a four-pack of tickets to Madness Haunted House at the Mall of the Bluffs for you.
All right. Last 30 minutes, we'll include a little tribute to Mike Jones. See, I was confused. I could have said, "Here," you said, "Who?" I would have said, "George, let me take you back to the Super Bowl." Kevin Dyson makes a catch. The 1 yard line, Mike Jones comes across and he's able to tackle him and keep him out of the end zone. And the Rams win a Super Bowl. And Dick Vermeil and Kurt Warner are all happy. And John Bishop is happy as well. But instead, we now know there was another Mike Jones. Who would have thunk it with that name that there would be multiple Mike Jones that would have a place in history? It's the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.